minutes after the hour.
That's
the
Deck
Staff and Good Day Prayer. Okay, so here's what's going on. If you're just joining us, because Jennifer and Roberta are not here, I decided I would invite our new friend Andrea Metcalf, who normally is with us every week at this time, talking about exercise, motivating yourself, getting yourself fit, that sort of thing. But she's been with us for the hour. She's going to be with us as a co-host for the rest of the program. And so we're learning a lot about Andrea, and Richie's understanding why I find her to be as interesting.
She's a hoot.
Real character. What do you just were flipping your eggs? Is that what you said you were doing?
Yeah, I was making some eggs over easy, you know, with a little bit of ham and vegetables.
Oh, I love doing that. Now, Andrea, during the news break.
Does everybody eat eggs for?
Nah, we do. We have the egg board as a sponsor for the program. There's something about easy over eggs that makes me. Bleh. I like them hard, well done. Everything's got to be well done.
Cook them some more.
Oh yeah.
Andrea, mix just a little bit of rice in there too. I do that. I do the same thing you're doing. Yeah, I'm married to the Latina, so there's always rice somewhere, and I take a little bit of rice and I'll stir fry it, and then do the eggs. And then do the veggies, and then do the ham with it. Mmm, good stuff, man. All right, so Doug,
yes,
you stepped away during the news break.
I did, that's true.
And Andrea's like, I'm going to go make my eggs.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what was going on in Andrea's house.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what it sounded like while she was doing whatever she was doing. Listen. This is Andrea banging her pots and pans. I was about to call 911.
There it is.
I thought you were falling down the steps. Or something. It was like Eddie Murphy and Aunt Bunny. Lord, help me, God, help me, help me. Funny.
No, what happened was my kids did not put the pots back in the order that they're supposed to be in, and it's not that I'm very particular. I have to have them stacked correctly.
And it is that you are particular.
I was resetting.
That's exactly what it is. So anyway, we're happy to have Andrea with us this morning as we participate in your day in any way that we can. 800-510-8255 catches us. Doug at DougStephan.com catches us. We're on Facebook and Twitter. As a matter of fact, that is the world that Andrea finds herself in as she promotes fitness in all sizes and shapes. You are very active on Twitter, very active on Facebook, and it requires a certain acumen. It requires attention. It requires sort of being invested and involved. And I wonder, you have college-age children, how do they react to their mother? Because that's their language. But you have learned, more or less because of your business, that you got to do it as well. I'm trying gently to get into it a little bit more. How you've found and met people, though, through Facebook, I'll bet, Andrea, from all around the world. It must be fascinating if you spend time following. What are you doing now? What is she still cooking those eggs?
She's still rearranging the pots and pans.
I still have one thing to cook, but I need a little ham with my eggs. But, you know, when I was in Australia, it was really interesting because I met 8 people in person who I'd been chatting with on Twitter.
Yep.
And so that made it very fun. But going to my kids, my youngest son does not friend me on Facebook. I think he doesn't really want me to know what's going on in his life, nor does he care what's going on in mine. My 2 oldest that are on Twitter tell me that I spam them all the time with fitness stuff that they don't care about. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's my job, is to help people become healthy and fit.
Yeah.
But they're like, nah, I'm tired of hearing all that stuff from you. You're always telling us stuff. Forget it.
Well,
so they cut me out of their Twitter account.
Are they following you? Do they follow in your footsteps?
Do they say forget it, but they really do what you do? They just don't admit it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Now,
my daughter just said, I still follow you, Mom.
Yeah, right. There you go.
So that's nice.
That's what's important. All right, so anyway.
And they use it for a different perspective.
Yeah, I think that you have to do that. You just have to find your own pace, but you have to. Well, no, you don't have to, but it's probably wise for you to take that which is available and fit it into your world as best you can. Some people can do it differently. I was saying to Andrea, when I walk around the house, and I've always sort of done this, you walk into my house and you see weights sitting on the chairs and stuff, I'm more likely to pick them up and walk around the house with them as I'm doing something or having a conversation, and people go, what are you doing with this stuff? I'm doing it as I activate my mind. I'm activating my body, and it becomes something that I don't necessarily think about, although it could be cumbersome, especially walking around the house without your any shoes on. If you drop one of the weights, it might be a little like, you got to be careful about that.
That's not a good thing.
No, not a good thing at all. But being active and physical and thinking about your body are good things, and that's basically what Andrea's message is.
Andrea's got a workout on the exercise balls on her website, and I just happen to be sitting on an exercise ball, and then she uses the hand weights, which I have in my office. I might have to do this morning.
Right. Yeah, that's what you do. On that thing, you can do your that's a great way. Crunches, that's my least favorite thing to do. But it is a way, and you also have, there's this tension that's created by sitting on the ball, Richie, I would think, as well.
Yeah, it's supposed to be great for your abs just as you're moving around.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Although I haven't noticed the washboard yet.
Okay, in a moment.
Well, you pull him in, Rich, to get the washboard, but he is really sitting on the ball. I had to check it out last week because I wasn't positive that he was really, because he sounds so steady and stable, Rich, but you move on that ball.
I am on the big orange ball.
Yep, I have a big blue ball like that. But it's downstairs in my gym. I don't bring it up here to sit on. I'm not sure I can handle that because when I sit on, I fall off of it most of the time.
And I don't believe that.
What, that I have one or that I fall off of it?
Oh, I totally believe he falls off of it.
I don't believe you fall off of it.
Right. Anyway, 13 and change past the hour. In a moment, our poll today, focusing on what you're doing for the 4th, plus our video of the day, which is one of the most wonderful pieces of video. Here's where we go back to being a sensitive new age guy. I saw this last night and I did cry. I watched this. It is one of the most compelling, wonderful pieces of video that I have seen for ages. And so we'll talk about what the video of the day is. If you haven't seen it yet, maybe you'll take a minute while we're doing a couple of other things to check it out. But I think you'll find that it is as compelling as I'm suggesting. One of the things also that's compelling, as I remind you about what time it is that you, if you're in pain. Now, here's another thing. Andrea advises people on exercise, and as a fitness trainer, she also wants to help you make sure that if you have aches and pains, you know what to do with it. And that's why we're so happy to have partnered with Salon Pause to get you a free sample of Salon Pause. You go to the website, either DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, or DrKenshow.com. Click on the Salon Pause button and get these pain patches so you can stop the pain as you get them. You can order a free sample at DougStephan.com, or you can go to your, the Walgreens store nearest you would be a good place to pick up a box of Salon Pause. No matter what, you put them on, you get 12-hour relief, no prescription necessary, no pills to swallow. This is the best alternative for getting rid of the pain, Salon Pause. Nothing else, nothing has been proven to beat the pain without a prescription like this does. Salon Pause. Go to DougStephan.com.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
How do we celebrate summer? Saving money with eValues.
Member Nicole Recker on the Sam's Club eValues Saving Celebration. June 29th through July 4th, save on top of already low Sam's Club prices, like $50 off a Samsung 40-inch LED TV,
$2 off artisan fresh chicken sausage, $1 off seedless watermelon,
and more. Not a member? Join June 29th through July 4th. Get the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year. eValues at Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to Mom and Marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast. And I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and be book smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child, and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be book smart now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
When your mother tells you to sit up straight, she's right. Andrea Metcalf is here. And if you look at the bottom of the Better Living box at DougStephan.com, you'll see Andrea focused on walking and how it cures the stress problems. The problems you have with stress, you can cut them out if you do enough walking and focusing. Now, also at DougStephan.com, I said a few minutes ago, in our video of the day, every day we try to find some inspirational or fun, wonderful piece of video that you may not have seen in order to get you connected, I think, with the rest of us. And this video connects all of us more than any video I have seen for a long time. I hope that, Andrea, you can open this. Richie, you're opening it because I just heard you playing it.
Mm-hmm.
This is from a show. Every country's got this now. You know how America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent. Well,
right.
Korea's Got Talent is the name of the show from which this comes. This is a young man who grew up. Richie, if you want to play in the background a little bit, some of the audio. The interviewers, it's the same. I mean, you look at it and you think, okay, this is American Idol or this is America's Got Talent. And so this young kid who was orphaned at 2, put in a home, left it at 5 because he was being beaten, lived on the streets for all of the rest of his life.
10 years, yeah.
And he has become an amazing singer as a teenager. And so he's telling the story. Can you fast forward it to be able to hear his? This kid is amazing. And you want everybody in the place. There's a dry eye in the place as he sings this. Kid's voice. He's an orphan, been living on the streets, selling gum.
He sells gum and energy drinks in the
right.
middle of the street.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lives under stairwells. Well, he sounds like Pavarotti, for God's sakes. Audio of him singing the video, this story. You gotta take a few minutes and get this kid's story.
You gotta think this kid was destined to be.
Yeah.
This just doesn't happen by
another reason to believe in a God force or infinite intelligence. What a wonderful, wonderful. Check it out, will you? Video of the day at DougStephan.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
All right, so there's a bit of controversy about Michelle Bachmann using this song on the campaign trail as American Girl Tom Petty. Let's see where this goes and see how it fits with Michelle Bachmann's campaign or not.
Republican candidates should just know to go country.
Yeah.
Don't use the rock stars. You know you're going to get slapped down every time.
Tom Petty says, don't use my song anymore.
Of course.
Slapped down.
You guys are a pot-smoking hippie.
I love him. But, yeah.
Well, she was an American girl.
Times during any political season do we hear this story?
Which one?
A Republican goes and uses a classic rock American song,
right?
And the rocker says, "No."
Think so, Jack.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's pretty interesting.
If you're not using Charlie Daniels,
right?
Toby Keith. Something
well,
like
come
that.
Well, Tom Petty hardly belongs in the same category as.
Yeah, Toby Keith. Yeah, right. No,
yeah.
We're talking real classic.
Yeah.
Not that country isn't, but.
No. I'm just saying that when it comes to being able to use their song to promote your political campaign, you can pretty much bet that most of the classic rock songs, the artist is going to protest.
I agree.
All right, so that's the story. Michelle Bachmann using it, but Tom Petty said you. I think he used some words that we probably wouldn't use on the air here. Please don't. Was that the case when Clinton used a Jefferson? Was it Jefferson Airplane song? What was the song that he used the second time around? I'm trying to remember.
Well, he used Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. Yeah,
that was it. Yeah. Okay. So it's part of bringing people into the tent, I guess. 26 wow. After the hour. What?
I can think of one Petty song that he probably wouldn't mind Michelle Bachmann using.
Yeah.
Don't come around here no more. He'd probably be all right with that.
Right. Andrea Metcalf is with us, the fitness expert. She's working for Jennifer and Roberta, but I can see that she would fit in. She'd be fun to have around as often as she wants. She's certainly invited to be here. I wanted you to get to know a little bit more about her. One of the things that I'm always interested in, whether we think about it or we don't think about it, women have different ways of looking at issues than men do. And I wondered if you, yesterday we were talking about the cover of Newsweek magazine, our poll yesterday. What do you think of the cover of Princess Diana on it? 36% of you who answered the poll questions at DougStephan.com said it's unsettling and in bad taste. 31% of you said, I didn't know people still read magazines. 19% of you said it's cool to imagine that she'd be what she'd be doing if she was still alive. And 14% of you said, amazing what you can do with technical stuff today. So what do you think of things like that. What did you think of Princess Di, Andrea?
I like to keep some of the things behind us and focus on what's a little bit more important. Mm-hmm. You know, come on. Can we let go of Di at this point? Princess Di, is that really all we have to focus on?
Yeah, I think that's it. It is amazing. And Newsweek magazine just shows you how far down it's gone. What is there in that that's newsy? It's not newsy at all. There's no news there. It's a speculative piece of foolishness. So anyway, yeah, I think you're right about that. As they say, spot on or right on. When we continue in a few minutes after we've gone to the video of the day, there are some other things. The celebration of the 4th, starting tomorrow, we'll really get into it. So we'll find out what you're going to do 28 after now on a Good Day program.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the digital doctor. 3D is coming to the small screen. Not that one. Think smaller. On June 24th, Sprint is releasing both the HTC Evo 3D, the first glasses-free 3D 4G mobile device, and the HTC Evo View 4G, which brings the best of the Evo experience to a tablet. Here's Kathleen Dunleavy of Sprint 4G with more.
These two gadgets are quickly going to be must-haves. The HTC Evo 3D lets you take and view 3D pictures and video in 3D and share these at 4G speeds and no glasses needed. And the HTC Evo View 4G is the first 4G tablet on the market, allowing you to browse the web, including flash-enabled sites, at fast mobile speeds.
To learn more about 4G and the new devices, visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. The Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
Julia Rubenstein tests Bullfrog Sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Hurry into the PetSmart 4th of July sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $5 on all varieties of Iams cat food in 16 to 20-pound bags. Iams has a new taste your cat will love. And PetSmart has the largest selection of Iams formulas among leading retailers. Try Iams today, because healthy never tasted so good. Don't miss these 4th of July deals, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid July 1st through July 4th.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature. The blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
CCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Bringing you down. We want to bring you up, 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 and away. And guaranteed the video of the day at DougStefan.com will do that. There's also a slideshow of Charlotte doing various things in the yard while I was gone last week that is kind of cute. Andrea Metcalf is with Richie and me.
Various things. You don't mean like various bathroom things. You mean just like frolicking.
She's out. She's upside down the middle picture in that sequence has her upside down on the lawn.
Yeah, where she's scratching her back on the grass.
Yeah, exactly.
Very funny.
Now, Andrea has met Charlotte when we were in New York, and that was one of our first ties that bind, because I think the first thing out of your mouth, oh, I've got a bulldog, too. And I have seen a couple of pictures of that bulldog. We will not compare and contrast whose is cuter, better looking, or more wonderful, but they are, I think I told the story yesterday, Andrea, you'll appreciate this as an owner of a bulldog. When my son first got Charlotte in 2000, brought her home, and he had a roommate. And the roommate, very good kid, loved Charlotte. Everybody fell in love with Charlotte. And so immediately people say, oh, I want a dog like that. And all the girlfriends, oh, my God, I want a dog just like that. So this guy marries his college sweetheart. They get a bulldog. The other day Charlotte was in the hospital on Sunday night. I had her in the veterinary hospital because she had a button stuck in her intestine.
Oh.
It wasn't easy for her to get it out, obviously, so I needed to have some attention. So Brendan, my son, told his friend Steve what was going on, and Steve fired back an email to Brendan thanking him so much for getting him so enthused about bulldogs, because since he's had his bulldog, he spent $29,000 on taking care of this bulldog. And, you know, I mean, they can be kind of finicky in terms of their health is concerned, but you cannot not love them. That is just...
Oh, they have the best personalities.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and it's kind of, I was making eggs, as you heard my pots and pans clanging earlier.
Yeah.
But I did one egg for the dog with some rice and some of her dog food, because that lets her know that I really love her in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great way. Charlotte just got some rice. And she was on a special dog food that now she's eating them. I think she'll be okay back on her regular food. But she's always...
You give her yogurt?
I give her some yogurt. I give her a lot of things that are... I take her vitamins and give them to her, usually wrapped up in a bit of turkey each day. And I'll give her things that are common to my own... to what I eat. In addition to the things that she eats. And when we're at the table, she may sit there and watch, and it's okay when it's just the two of us, but when everybody else is there, it sometimes is distracting. But she's just, you know, she does have eggs. When I have eggs, she'll have...
Eggs are good, yeah.
Yeah, she has all that sort of thing. I don't give her... I do give her a turkey because I think having some protein is good for her, but I don't eat meat, and so she doesn't get it either. For about 7 or 8 years, she was on a food, kind of a frou-frou-ish Southern California all-vegetarian dog biscuits thing. And I think that she developed an allergy to it, so she's now on the Dick Van Patten stuff for the most part. But, it's, you know, it's whatever you see her doing the best on.
Isn't that meat-based?
Van Patten's thing is duck and rice.
Okay. Yeah.
So
that's we give patch of lamb and rice.
Yeah, right. Same sort of thing.
Sure.
All right, so what are you doing for the 4th of July is one of our questions that will follow through today and tomorrow. Most businesses will shut down today, not open tomorrow, not open on Monday.
Oh, man.
Next week is the biggest traveled and vacationed week of the year. So our question today, are you traveling someplace special to celebrate the 4th? A, yes, we're going to an historical location. B, yes, we're going to visit our families. C, yes, we're going to the beach. D, no, we're celebrating at home. E, just another work day for me. We'll be on the air live doing this program on the 4th of July like we are every holiday. So, Andrea, what are you going to do for the 4th of July?
I am going to be in Costa Rica doing a yoga and surf camp and a vegan cleanse. How about that?
Oh, my God.
A vegan cleanse.
A vegan cleanse at a yoga surf camp.
Yes, I'm going to starve for 5 days is what it sounds like on the food end. But I like the yoga and the surf camp that I was invited to.
Yeah.
The Del Mar surf camp in Costa Rica.
Have you ever surfed before?
Yeah, what's a surf camp?
I know. It teaches you how to surf. I've never surfed before. So
yeah, really.
I'm going to learn how to surf, do yoga in the morning, meditation at night. And I think it's like under 2,000 calories they have us on, but it's all vegan gourmet and things to detox you with.
So how did you find out about that? How do these things, people come to you because of who you are. Andrea Metcalf, if you don't know, is one of the foremost experts on being fit in our country. So people just say to you, okay, this is going on. We want you to come, yada, yada.
Yeah, I get invited to a lot of cool things. I was just in Napa last weekend, bike riding through the vineyards and running a 5K in one.
Yeah.
You know, I blog a lot. I blog at my Naked Fitness site and Huffington Post and Examiner in Chicago Now. So I can give, you know, people some information. So I think they want me to experience it and based on my health and fitness background, you know, give what my take is. And luckily I also do some segments for Better TV and bring in some cool stuff to the viewer you don't want to read. And it's fun. Yeah. I'm very gracious of these trips. I'm going to be in Vegas with Holly Madison, seeing what her new routine is for this peep show thing she's doing, which should be kind of fun, too.
What is it called?
I think her show is called Abstinthe, A-B-S-T-I-N-T-H-E.
Really?
But she's supposed to be in phenomenal shape and doing a lot of
Why do I
fitness.
Know that name, Holly Madison? Why do I know that
One
name?
One of Hugh Hefts' girlfriends.
Oh! Yeah. Okay, that's it. Yeah.
Some of you people might recognize her, huh?
Yeah, well, you people. I don't know who you people are.
She's the most famous blonde out there.
Yeah, okay. So much for that. Yes. All right. That stuff, that don't impress me much, I think, is the line.
I know. I just thought when they asked me if I wanted to cover it, I thought it might be pretty interesting to see if she's really together or if she's what her personality seemed like on the show.
Yeah, right. Vapid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of things that we would like to see not happen, there was an incident yesterday at JFK, busiest time of the day. You'll find the story at DougStefan.com and from today's show section. But 100 turtles decided they wanted to get from one side of the JFK airport to the other. So they all together traveled across. These are diamondback terrapin turtles. They were on runway 4, which is the takeoff, one of the two takeoff runways. So the airport had to close that runway down for about an hour the Port Authority tried to round up all these turtles and relocate them to some other place. So if you were taking off yesterday midday and wondered what the inconvenience was, or at least what the holdback was, it was because the runway wasn't usable because it was covered with turtles. And can you imagine that?
Poor turtles.
If you miss your connection for turtles on the runway, is that one covered?
Yeah.
It's not really weather. It's not mechanical.
No, no, it isn't. It's turtles on the runway.
Turtles have been in the news a lot. Remember the one at the the golf tournament about a month ago where he dove off of the edge of the thing?
Yeah, right. Exactly. They are now this time of the year. They're laying their eggs and they need the sand. So if they're inland, around JFK is all swamp. And so they were going from the swamp over to the sand on the side of the beach over there. And so that's their migration pattern. But you hear about birds being a problem at airports, but haven't heard about that one. That's pretty good. All right, Richie, do you have our email jingle? I have a couple here that I want to pass along before we get to Dr. Ken and his daily dose of important medical information, which is coming up.
Email. We get email.
Yes, we do.
Hold on.
Andrea to sing along?
It's usually Jennifer's job to go ding dong. And since she is not here and you are filling in for her, you have to do ding dong, okay?
Okay.
And I'll tell you when. All right, you ready?
Right, yeah.
Hold on. Yeah, ding dong. Okay, here we go.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day.
Go.
Okay.
But other than that, nice job.
It didn't work for me. I really tried, but I got so excited that it just started to crack up. Ding dong.
Ding dong. All right, so here is a result of what I just said about Michelle Bachmann. This is what happens when I get on to stuff like that, this on the program. This is an email from Frank Olson, who writes, after listening to your show, I've been listening for over a year, I've come to a conclusion. You are a liberal hypocrite.
Yes.
Despite claiming to be unbiased and neutral. You want government out of your business, but you take the opposite stance on issues that affect others.
Yeah.
Firearms and sports come to mind immediately. If my child wants to play sports that you think are rough, then that's between me and my parent and my child. If I want to have a firearm that contains more than your prescribed limit of ammunition, that's my business. Either shut up on these types of issues or admit to who you are.
Yeah.
It would be better if you just shut up and provided the entertainment I, as a listener, expect. Well, let me tell you something, Frank, pal.
Little hypocrite, dumb.
Yeah. You couldn't be further off the beaten path of correctness yourself. First of all, there are very few people who know me well who would, and you don't know me well. You think you do listening to me on the radio, and I think I'm pretty much me. I think most people, that's one of the reasons that they sort of take to this, because we all are ourselves, not trying to put on something that we are not. So using the term liberal and conservative, which most people don't even understand anyway, is your first mistake, pal. But secondly, in this circumstance, being unbiased and neutral, I am, for the most part, I'm not neutral, because neutral is bland, blah, and uninteresting. I'm not neutral on much of anything. As far as being unbiased is concerned, there are limits to my biases or the extent to which I'm willing to go along just to get along. And in this circumstance, I'm not willing to go along and get along with you because you're wrong. I am very supportive of people's rights to own firearms. I do not think that you need to have a clip with 30 bullets in it. That's my opinion. I didn't say it ought to be legislated out of existence. My opinion is that no one in their right mind can come up with a justification that makes any sense for having a 30-round clip in a handgun. Having said that, but that's your business. You do what you want, as long as you're not using the gun improperly.
They're going to tell you they're going to come up against a guy who has 29. I need to have one
right,
more.
Yeah, exactly. I got to have one more, yeah. And then in terms of this business about children and sports, I have, Andrea, been on a toot here, and it's actually very consistent. I went to have my head examined. It's always funny to say that.
Didn't help.
Yeah. I went to an outfit in Denver called Cerascan, and they did a really thorough exam of my brain. And one of the things I found out in doing the research and getting to know these people is one of their big client is the National Football League. And the problem is that so many football players, whether they be professional or college or whether they be kids in high school or younger playing anything that exposes their head, whether it's soccer or football or hockey or boxing or whatever, are very dangerous. Your brain is very delicate. And a lot of people are having devastating consequences to being involved in these sports because they're not properly protected. And so I'm on a crusade to either get the sports cut out or to have the kids that are involved or anybody involved better protected. So I'm not telling you not to do it, but I did say you were a bad parent if once you know all of these things, once you know how damage can occur, if you allow or encourage your child to participate knowing that they're not protected and knowing that it could severely hurt them, then I think you are a bad parent. Okay. So I cop to both of those things. And, Frank, if you don't like it, I am sorry. I don't think there's anything about my positions as either liberal or conservative. It seems to me it's sensical or nonsensical. You draw your own conclusions. How's that, Richie, for a view?
I think people could see you and your positions as both liberal and conservative.
Right.
Because you are all over the freaking map.
Right. And so, hello.
But they'll take it as they want.
Right. And you're welcome to. And that's what I encourage here. I think it's a great thing. But you know, you take it. That more or less came out of the Michelle Bachmann. I know where that came from. Came from the Michelle Bachmann comment.
Right. Because she thinks she's vapid, empty.
Right. Probably.
And all of those things, yeah. Right. All right. Andrea meets Dr. Ken in a moment here on Good Day.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
It's Macy's 4th of July sale. Get our lowest prices of the season on mattresses from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Hotel, and more. Get a Sealy Posturepedic or Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for $397. Or a Certapedic Eurotop Queen 2-Piece Set, $497. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's 4th of July sale. Exclusions apply to the store for details.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Jack Stockwell with another Nutritional Minute. How would you like a better sex drive? How would you like a sex drive, period? Back in the 1930s, it was discovered that women were bearing children in some of the southern states well into their 60s, and men were fathering these children into their 70s. Magazines went wild with this information, and researchers headed south. They found these people drinking a tea made from Spanish moss. You know that stuff hanging from a cypress tree throughout the south. It has no roots. It just hangs from the tree and takes its nutrition from the air and from the sun.
The next Stephen Good Day Show on Facebook. Check out what we are following and talking about. We did that Newsweek photoshopping thing. Pretty interesting. Now, Richie, we ought to jack it up a little bit as long as Andrea's here, and she's been tweeting all over the place that she's here. Help yourself. Here's one of the people that you would benefit greatly by knowing. First introductions, I think, Ken Kronaus, doctor of note on Good Day with Andrea Metcalf. Ladies and gentlemen, say hi to each other.
Hi, Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to work with healthy people.
That is important, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. You know, I wish we all had it.
Yep. All right, so Ken, the FDA panel has rejected Avastin. Why?
Huge story. That's a good question. It's all about the money, Doug. This is the only hope that women with metastatic breast cancer, that's breast cancer that's left the breast, it's a terminal problem. This is their only hope. It's been around. It was approved previously, and then there was a big meeting this week, and the academic health advisors recommended to the FDA that they take away their approval for using Avastin for metastatic breast cancer. And this means that the health insurers won't pay for this. It costs a woman $8,000 a month. There's about 17,000 women using this drug. Do the math. It's over $1.5 billion with a B a year.
Wow. This, once again, the FDA. Oy. All right, Ken Kronaus here. Check him out through DougStephan.com on Good Day. It's 51 after.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available, too. So make the switch today to OffTheGridPhones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. Or go to OffTheGridPhones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at OffTheGridPhones.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Favorite musical era. It's actually silly stuff. It's from the movie Meatballs. David Naughton sings Making It. This was actually the number one movie during this week in 1979, Chucker, at the end, the tail end of the disco era.
I'm going to tell you about movies in 1979 this week.
Well, Meatballs, especially.
Meatballs is number one.
Really silly stuff. Chucker, do you remember, did you ever see this movie, by the way?
I did. You know what? That brings back a memory. I didn't see it in theaters, but I first saw that film on when I lived in Brooklyn, New York. The first pay cable was called WHT.
Really?
Before HBO, before Showtime. It was sort of like an antenna pay cable service. Yeah. And that's the first time I've seen Meatballs. Which I like. It's actually, you know, for its budget, it's a fairly entertaining movie.
The fact that you have that many details about the first time you saw the movie Meatballs is a scary thing. And
that's all right. That's fine. All right, so Chucker, Andrea Metcalf.
I would want it any other way, Rich.
Yeah.
Andrea, what do you? What is the? If I were to ask you about your favorite movie or the typical movie that you will go see, whether by yourself or with somebody else, is there something that attracts you to the theater more than anything else in a genre?
I am definitely more of a Bond girl or Bourne Identity to go to the movies.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah. I like that stuff. You know, like Terminator, what is it, 3 is out this week, and that I want to see. But I like the good comedies. You know, there's nothing like a, you know, Old School and The Hangover. I haven't seen Hangover 2, but my daughter tells me that, Mom, it is kind of more of a guy's gross movie than it is a funny movie. You want to just watch that at home.
A guy's gross movie. There you go.
We like those.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so Andrea is just one of the guys then. That's basically the bottom line. 55 past the hour. Chucker is here. We'll have our contest. Matter of fact, let's do that now, and then we'll get some movie news. Contest is from the number one movie. The audio comes from this movie that is or was number one during this week in 1984. Here's the first audio clip.
You're absolutely right, and I think if I really apply myself, I could be a totally changed person by the time we finish lunch.
Speaking of guys.
I know this one.
You do? Good for you.
Chucker, I know this one.
Chucker, you know this one?
No, I do not.
Ah! Wow, this is a contest.
You know whose voice that is, at least, Tucker?
Chucker, whose voice is that?
I'm not sure.
All right, let's play the next clip and see if we get an idea. Go ahead, Richie.
A week from this Saturday, I turn in my amateur standing and I go pro.
Uh-huh. I believe it's Mr. Hanks.
Yeah, it is. Now I'm trying to figure out which movie it is.
Well, we just follow the genre that Andrew was just talking about, and you're there.
Yeah.
Because there aren't a lot of these movies. As a matter of fact, he's known for the chick flicks more than he is anything else. Sleepless in Seattle, et cetera, et cetera. This is the exact opposite. Right, Andrea?
Yes.
800-510-8255. If you've never won before in Movie Moments, would like a swell Doug Steffen prize and can come up with this movie title, you call us and we'll get you on. First caller wins. Here's the last clue.
I want you to know that this marriage is not in any way going to jeopardize my relationship with my pal.
Yeah, got it.
We're still going to go bowling every Tuesday night.
Right.
We're still going to play cards every Friday night.
Right.
And we're still going to wear each other's underwear every Sunday night. Nothing is going to change. I mean that.
Great movie. All right. 800-510-8255. I find it extraordinarily interesting that Andrea was the first person to get that.
Yeah, me too.
Very interesting.
I love you for that, Andrea. Yeah, okay.
Much better than at the word jumble this morning.
All right. Chaka has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
All right, Chucker, make it fast.
All right, Transformers Dark of the Moon off to a good start, doing 12.5 million business in early showings at midnight. The show is Wednesday, and Warner Brothers moving forward on a sequel to its hit period war film 300. Expected director to be announced shortly.
Hi, Jim, who's in State College. What's the name of that movie?
The Bachelor Party.
Bachelor Party is correct. You impressed that Andrea knew that first, Jim?
Sure.
Yeah, all right. He doesn't sound too convinced. All right, hold on a second.
Any Bachelor Party movie with a mule? Good stuff.
Oh, good stuff. All right, Chucker, thanks. 59 after.